Hello everyone, I'm Shweta. I work under work in IBM. I come from Bangalore, India. I started my profession working with GlusterFS, Gluster File System, and I gradually moved on to Gluster Geo Replication, and I maintained that for Red Hat. On behalf of IBM, I started exploring new projects. One of them is a Samba on Kubernetes. So here is an introductory talk on the same. So the title is Exploring Samba on Various File Systems. So bridging ideas and enthusiasts together. So yeah, let's try to understand what is Samba. So first of all, you might have heard the last talk, or if at all no, then I'll just start from the introduction. SMB stands for Server Message Block. It's a protocol used for sharing resources over a network. So in other words, I can simply say that it is what NFS to the Unix. It is same to the Windows world. So both are different protocols. And NFS stands for Network File System. So this is basically the same. We can show we can share the resources over a network. That is, user on a client can access the file as if he is accessing the file from a local storage. So these are the two terms that we had to be aware of. So next, so we just came to know about two different protocols used by Windows and Unix systems. Now here comes a question. So what if we want to use two different operating systems in the same network? What if we want to share a same resource with a Windows server and a Linux client, or a Linux server and Windows client? We know they use different protocols for communication. That is, it's just like they speak two different languages. Now, how can they communicate with each other? So this was the problem statement that Dr. Andrew Tidgell found interesting to work on. So he just wanted to connect his Unix server with his wife's Windows machine. So he just started exploring what is SMB. He wrote a packet sniffer. With this packet sniffer, he could analyze what is going on in this network. At what frequency the packets are passed, he could also intercept the logs and understand what is the pattern in which this data packets are traveling in the network. So with all the insights he got from this network sniffer, he just wrote a software that could help him make his Unix server look like a Windows server, such that a Windows client could access files from a Unix server. So basically this turned out to be a project where it was an interoperability project where a Windows system as well as a Unix system could communicate with each other and share the resources together. So here majorly he could solve his own problem of sharing his house printer with his wife who was owning Windows PC. So this is how the project Samba was born. He just wanted to use the words SMB, the server message block, and create a word, and that was Samba. Yeah, okay, now let's come to the implementations of it. So firstly, how Samba is set up with file system. So here you can see that we are talking about a clustered file system. So these are basically the servers, and each server is installed with file system. It can be Gluster, CFFS, or any file system. And as you know that they are clustered, that means they are internally connected with the private network. They might be following their own principle for that. And once we install this file system, we'll be installing CTDB on top of it, and we'll be configuring the CTDB. CTDB is nothing but cluster TBD, cluster trivial database. It is basically written for Samba. It stores some of the temporary data that is used by Samba. This could be like information about leases, logs, or some IP addresses, and such stuff. And it also will make sure that all this data required by Samba is highly available. So that is basically the work of CTDB. And upon CTDB, we'll have to configure Samba. So in Samba, we'll have to configure share, username, user password, etc. Share will be nothing but mount which you will be using. and where will be the where the resources will be, and user and password are necessary because this Samba can also act as domain controller. That is, it can control the security wise decisions, like which user can I allow to access this resource? Can I allow this particular user user to access my resource? So that is what it is doing. And next, okay, so we just learned what is Samba and how it is installed and how it works with the file system. So basically, it is a business solution. So we know that in an enterprise level solution, we do not see that only Unix servers or only Windows server communicating with each other. So Unix, there can be a lot of clients. There can be a Windows client, there can be a Unix client. Everyone trying to communicate, or everyone trying to use the resource from a particular server, and they can be again Windows or Linux. So in this case, SITE is an test integration environment that is basically set up to test this complement setup of Samba. This will include a lot of servers, lot of clients, and lot of projects like maybe GlusterFS, FFS, CTDB, or Samba itself. And it can also include multiple configurations of Samba, multiple configurations of file system. So it was very convenient to automate this. We might spend a lot of man hours to manually create this setup. So this was very convenient way for us to create an automated environment. So any system that has the softwares like Vagrant, Libvirt, and Ansible can help you run this project. That is SITE environment. And we might need a minimal resources, like 2 to 4 GB for storage VMs and minimum 1 GB for other VMs. We have other VMs which act as clients or which contain the scripts that are required to run this test. So also, we can use this, as I said, we can use this for creating a custom Samba environment. We can experiment stuffs on it. Basically, it can create you a Samba playground. You can play it with it, with the way you can use your favorite file system. You can write your favorite test, or you can manually go and run some commands and learn more about Samba. And apart from this, SITE environment is used for periodically triggering the test. We use nightly runs, and also whenever there's a new change in the project, this SITE environment runs the SITE test cases. So it is it progressively checks that all the components that are involved are in sync. There is no we are not encountering any issues before it is given to the user, or getting to the user. We make sure that everything are working in sync and there are no issues among them. So also, we are using the most recent code from the main. So that means that it's always we make sure that the main is always compatible with all the projects which are involved are compatible with each other. So now, why SITE? So I said that we will be using the file system, and these file system like a Ceph file system. So the resources or the file shared by it is not only used by a Linux system; it can be used by Windows system as well. So that is exactly the use case where SITE came up. So with SITE, we can very easily configure this file system. Not just we can just configure for Ceph, we just configure for GlusterFS, or whatever file system. We can configure the number of servers, number of clients, and we can make our environment ready for testing. With this, we can also find out compatibility issues within Samba and file system. And also, we can find about bugs and unexpected behavior of the file system and issues in Samba. And now, what are SITE test cases? I had just mentioned about this. So this is basically a GitHub repository. This is run by SITE environment. It houses number of tests. So currently we have consistency tests, container tests, miscellaneous tests and SMB tests. So the consistency tests are just mounting the share, writing the data onto the share and unmounting it. We'll just make sure that the exact data is written and read. And the container tests are is just exploring the possibility of running these tests on a containerized environment. So we just need to write more of these tests. So we have still scope for improvement in this. And miscellaneous tests. These are the I/O based tests. We have basic I/O like read write. We have a database I/O where we import a database and simulate a database related input output. Maybe like querying from the DB, storing the data in the DB, etc. And then we have a stress I/O, which is we are creating a lot of stress with the high, large GB of data, and we are just testing stress load on the system. And lastly, and most importantly, we use SMB test. These are part of SMB torture. These analyze the packet level rules and regulations. So these also have this SMB1 test, SMB2 test, which is nothing but CIFS test, and also they test this RPC level compatibilities or incompatibilities and whatsoever. Now, how does SITE works? So, as I have already told, we use libvirt, Ansible. You might have already guessed we'll be dealing with the virtual machines. So a host machine will create number of virtual machines, and these can be servers, clients, yeah. So basically, this is a screenshot from Virtual Machine Manager. So these were the machines created by a basic setup where client zero, setup zero, and storage zero, three VMs were set up. Setup zero basically contains the Ansible script. Storage zero is the machine which stores the file system. It's the server where file system is imported. Client zero are the, this is a client which, from which we access the files. So demo. As it is an automation, so we not have a lot of things. I'll just explain how it is. I'll just explain you what happens when during this automation. It's a very simple. We just run a make. So with our default file system like XFS or Glister, whatever we set as default will be set up. The vagrant VMs are set up, and then inventory is created. So we can see that client zero, client one, and setup zero was set up. And then so we install the Ansible, we install the packages that are required by the file system on the server. And also, we have this configurations related to SSH and also all the backend specific tasks. We set up the permissions. I'll just move forward quickly. We also have to deal with the SNX permissions. Finally, once all the packages are set up, like CDB setup, Samba setup, we'll run the test from the SIT test cases. So these test results will be present in test.out, and you can examine them. So I'll just move on to the next slide. This is a very it's a pretty simple execution. We just run make.